beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A couple fascinating movies. Fascinating movies out this week. One's just coming out, and it's an American tale. And you know David Zucker, who produced Airplane and those goofy comedies? Well, he's not a Christian. He's Jewish. But he said he's upset with Christians being bashed in the culture. And there's one bit in this movie, I haven't seen it, but inspired by Rosie O'Donnell on The View. Remember she said that evangelicals were as dangerous as radical Islamic terrorists. Do you remember that, guys? I remember that, yeah. Well, he's done a scene in the movie where Rosie is showing a documentary to Bill O'Reilly about Christians, a nun blowing up a bus, and Christians going on planes hitting the pilots with their Bibles. So a funny movie, but there's another movie out that is in the top 10, I think, this past week, and it averaged in the top 5. And it's another from the makers of Facing the Giants. And this movie, I've got an axe to grind with this movie because I don't like crying in public. Does anybody like crying in public? I saw this movie, and it is a powerful movie. It's doing very well. In fact, Facing the Giants was out for what, 17 weeks? And it did 10 million. This movie, made by Sherwood Pictures, is been out not even a week so far, and it's already taken in $8 million. Extremely strong per theater sales, 840 screens, possibly going to 1,000 screens, and it's just tremendous. Kirk Cameron plays the lead, and the lead actress, Erin Bethea. Erin, welcome to Bob and Yart Live. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be with you. If there's background noise on my end, I apologize. I'm currently sitting in the airport doing a little weekend promotional tour for the movie. So,
all right. Well,
I apologize for the noise.
Well, that's all right. Erin, it is really a great movie. And I don't like, you know, I'm supposed to be a macho talk show host, husband, father. We have 7 boys, Cheryl and I. I don't like tears in public, you know, but this is a powerful movie. And I want to thank you guys, first off, before anything else, thank you for making this movie.
Oh, well, thank you for supporting it. I mean, movies like this don't keep being made without support in the box office. So
now, you are a longtime member of the Sherwood Church, but you've been working down at Disney in their Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
But then you you went ahead and auditioned for this role. Could you tell us about how that worked out?
Sure. Well, actually, I've been living in Orlando for 4 years and had a little teeny tiny part in Sherwood Pictures' last film, Facing the Giants.
Yeah,
so I wanted another.
We were trying to remember your part. Were you a sportscaster?
I was.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a great movie. And our church, Denver Bible Church, we meet at a school, Maranatha Christian Center, about 500 students, and the administrators are members of our church, and they went ahead and they leased a copy of the movie and played it at the school, Facing the Giants, and I got to tell you, Erin Bethea, it was astounding to see the impact that that movie had on these kids at Maranatha Christian Center.
It's a great film for young people.
Yeah. Really,
it really is.
Really great. Now, we made the decision not to bring our young kids to this movie. It's a different kind of movie. It's blowing away Facing the Giants at the box office because you're approaching their 17-week run and you haven't even been in theaters for a week yet.
I know. It's really, we're so overwhelmed. It's so incredible.
Yeah. But it is a different kind of movie. I don't know what you think about that. We've been suggesting that young kids might not want to see the movie, or you might want to bring young kids, but kids who understand, you know, what life is about as they get a little bit older. It's a powerful, powerful movie. I almost, you know how some movies you don't want to tell the ending? I almost don't want to tell anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I know, there's such good stuff in there, isn't there? yeah,
it's very powerful. I wanted to ask you a question. In the bit of a bio about you, it says, in the spirit of Sherwood Pictures, on the days that Erin was not scheduled to be on the set, you served as a member of the makeup team.
That's right.
Did you have anything to do with the makeup on that car wreck scene with the train and all?
I did a couple of the firefighters' makeup for that scene, but I actually, there's a scene where Kirk is in a house that's on fire.
Yeah.
And he's underneath the house at one point.
Yeah.
And he's sweating and he's covered in dirt. And I actually did his makeup for that scene too.
Well, it was
a lot of fun. It was cool to work on one of the other teams other than just acting in the movie.
Yeah. And both of those scenes were about as tense as could be. And
oh my goodness.
You know, what's so great seeing Christian filmmakers putting out quality production that you see out of a Hollywood studio, and it's done to the glory of God.
Yep.
That's
exactly right. Well, and that's, you know, that's the goal is, you know, with every movie that Shore Pictures makes, they try and learn from the mistakes they made on the last one. Because, you know, we're not going to make a perfect movie on the budgets we have. But we can learn from the last one, and each one gets better and better. And, you know, the important thing is that we do everything to the utmost of our ability because putting out an excellent product, better reaches the culture because they pay attention to it when it's actually quality.
Mm-hmm.
But B is more honoring to God when we've put our all into it and we've done it as well as we possibly can. You know, to please that audience of one, wouldn't you want to put your absolute best out there?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we're not used to that as Christians, sadly,
so true in
filmmaking. But this Sherwood Pictures has brought us to a new day, has dawned in
Hopefully other people will follow suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I ask you a couple things about the movie itself? Just it was filmed in Albany, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how about that home? I mean, you want to talk about a gorgeous home?
Wasn't it? It was nice.
Yeah, that's right. So you got to spend some time shooting. How long was the shoot?
We did. We shot the entire film in 31 days. Even though we were all on location in Albany for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we took a week off for Thanksgiving. We shot from October to December. Took a week off for Thanksgiving and weekends off so that people could go and be with their families and several other weeks off throughout it just so people could go home and rest and it wasn't completely overwhelming. But we shot the entire thing in 31 days, so it was long days.
Yeah, and what is so wonderful, Kirk Cameron is a hero of ours because of his work with Way of the Master.
Sure,
and Way of the Master, they have taught tens of thousands, 100,000 Christians how to be more effective sharing the gospel, talking to people about, you know, in our own eyes, we're all pretty good, but God has a standard of righteousness. And so in the move, it was just so awesome. How the movie was just so perfect with real life. These are the things that happen, and you guys captured it.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we keep hearing. I mean, we've been hearing that from doing some screenings even before the theatrical release, but especially after, is that it's so real, and the characters are so relatable, and it's not that usual cheesy, overplayed, over-dramatized things that we often see sometimes in regular films, but especially in Christian films.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is just really relatable. You really relate to the characters. You feel like you know them. Some of them you may feel like you are them.
Mm. And I think I'm not an expert on Kirk Cameron's theatrical career, but it's certainly the best work I've seen him do.
Definitely.
He's come into his own as a leading man in a movie.
Definitely. I think this is by far his best work. He's almost unrecognizable as the Kirk Cameron you once knew, you know.
Right.
He really takes on the role of Caleb, and from his audition we felt that way, that he just became Caleb, and so I think he does a great job.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, this movie, it had eerie reflections of my own life, and I think so many people going to this theater, they will either see, they'll see themselves, they'll see things they're glad they're not doing, or they will see things that they are doing and be horrified. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing is that it's not just a glimpse into the human condition. It offers the hope and the answers and the truth.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, hey, I want to thank you so much, Aaron Bethay, for making this movie with the whole crew at Provident Films and Sherwood Pictures. And we're encouraging everybody, go on out. The sooner the better. Do you think you guys might hit 1,000 screens?
Actually, we are going to. They're adding 300 more screens next weekend. We'll be in 50 more markets, 300 more screens.
Wow. I think Facing the Giants peaked out at around 400, 450 or so.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And if people want to find out where the movie's playing with them, they can visit the website, fireprooftheMovie.com. We've got a list of all the theaters that are showing it.
That's right, fireprooftheMovie.com. And then there's, right before we go, fireproofmymarriage.com.
Great website. That's our resource website where, you know, when you've seen the movie or if you're interested in the movie and want to know about the marriage resources that are going along with it, that's where you want to visit.
That's where you want to go. And this is a movie that I think is going to impact a lot of marriages also. So
definitely.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here at Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. May God bless you. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. To change topics here back to An American Carol, when Rosie McDonald said that radical evangelicals were just as dangerous as Islamic terrorists. And so now this movie, American Carol, that's what, starting today? I don't know. It's just out. It has a scene with Christians going on airplanes, hitting pilots with their Bibles and nuns blowing up buses. And it's presented as a documentary that Rosie shows to Bill O'Reilly. Pretty funny. Now let's go to Parker, Colorado. Lana, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
First, I want to say, you know, it's really sad how Hollywood convinces so many people in our world, you know, and how people really adjust. I mean, they adjust their whole life to what Hollywood has to think, and that's kind of scary. But
yeah, because,
I just want to talk.
Yeah, Hollywood is dysfunctional, and so what we see on TV, what we see in movies, we should not think that, wow, I'd like to have that kind of life, because
right.
It's a lie.
Yeah, even in the elections, you know, if the media and Hollywood are for someone special, say Obama or something like that, you know, it's hard for them to lose. They're so biased.
You could be, pretty confident that if the mainstream media supports someone, that they have a godless worldview and influence.
True. And that's where Kirk Cameron sticks out. He has always stuck out. You know, he goes on TV live on debating God. And, you know, he's just been a very strong Christian. And I think God has a lot of rewards for him. And I can't wait to see the movie.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With Kirk Cameron, yeah, he and Ray Comfort, it might have only been Ray Comfort, I don't recall, about a year ago. One of the network evening newscasts gave him the opportunity to make the argument for the existence of God. And they gave him a couple minutes uninterrupted on national broadcast network TV. And those two, Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort, I think have done a tremendous job. We've taken their Way of the Master series, their DVD series on sharing with people techniques for witnessing, for evangelizing, and we've played them at our church in a series. Jason Troyer, who's a pro-life activist, led the adult Sunday school at our Denver Bible Church for some weeks, and these guys are heroes.
Yeah. And, you know, so are you in my book, because I remember you going on Bill Maher's show, and, you know, I love when you debate God, and I love, you know, Bill Maher being shut up. But I guess that's my next thing is Bill Maher now has a movie out called Religious.
That's just out also this weekend, I think.
Yes.
Religious.
It's going to be horrible. This movie is just going to be horrible. And, you know, I'm hoping that Fireproof just, you know, excuse the pun, puts it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because it's just these kind of movies are just dangerous. They're dangerous. And, you know, the one person in the world that I just have a hard time in forgiving and loving is Bill Maher. And
well, he's
for him to do a movie.
He's pretty wicked. And on his program, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, I think I was on there 5-6 times.
Yes.
And they reran some of those shows, and they were pretty intense.
Yeah. And yeah, you really held your ground, and you were one of them that he was, you know, he was more nervous about than anybody. And you know, I miss seeing you on there. I know, didn't someone say you're banned from there now?
Well, the show's canceled, but then he went to cable. And I don't know much about his cable TV show. I don't even know if it's still airing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
But sadly, it is.
Okay.
I don't listen. But
and the guy who was the key guy for helping us put the sign up on the mountain with American Right to Life's sign during the DNC, Doug McBurney.
Mm-hmm.
Lana, I don't know if you know about that, but Doug used to co-host this show on occasion, and he also did two Politically Incorrects with Bill Maher. I think I was unavailable. I was tied up, I think.
Oh.
And actually, I was in jail.
Yes, I remember that.
Spent about 6 months in jail total.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so Doug McBurney, who was my producer at the time, they said, well, if Bob can't come, could you come? And Doug is just hysterical. He's so powerful. He's like a rock. And he's funny as all get out.
Wow, I'll have to look those shows up.
He did a great job. But one of our listeners took all the appearances that I did on Politically Incorrect and put them all on a single DVD.
Really?
And it's quite a jolt to see it.
Wow, yeah, I'll have to order that. I loved it. It was wonderful. You know, for somebody to go on a show like that, period, it's brave, you know. I wish I knew a lot to go on a show like that, but
wow.
I appreciate what you're doing, and if you can ask America to please pray that this movie just flops on its butt.
Yeah, that Religious flops, and that Fireproof Religious.
Yeah.
Hopefully it will flop, and then Fireproof, that it does extraordinarily well. Of course, Ben Stein's movie, we promoted that. We had a press release out about our movie marathon for Ben Stein's movie Expelled back in the spring, and he actually put our little old press release on his, you know, movie website, Expelled, the movie.
Great.
And it did well for a documentary. It was in the top 10 documentaries. But
wonderful.
Yeah, but it took in about 8 million.
Wow.
You don't have to take in too much to be one of the top 10 documentaries.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
But this movie, Fireproof, has already just beat it out. And,
yeah.
And it's only been out for 6 days. So this could be a very significant Christian movie for saving marriages and saving souls. Because,
mm-hmm.
Lana, you haven't seen it yet?
I have not. My husband's a pastor out at Sun Country, and we're going to take the whole church to go see it. So
wow.
We're going to get a big group to go see it. But he's been announcing it every week since it's been coming out. So
what a good idea. Well, this will not only save marriages, this will save souls.
That's wonderful. That's,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, Satan's not going to like it, though.
Hey,
but
that's right. Could you ask your husband if to just give a plug for voting yes on Amendment 48?
I will.
Before November 4th.
Definitely.
All right, Lana, thank you so much for calling in. May God bless you. Appreciate that. The phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. It's a mixture between religion and ridiculous, right? That's what Bill Maher did. Religulous. So, and he's agnostic. And you know what's interesting? When you look at some of these movies, like Ben Stein's movie was a documentary about the intelligent design movement. But that movement says, look, we don't say there's a God. We just say that the evidence is overwhelming, that Darwinism can't explain life on Earth because of how sophisticated and how complex life is. There must have been a designer. There just must have. And in the beginning of Ben Stein's movie, a fabulous movie, some of us went to see it 15 times. Was it 15 or 18 times on opening weekend? 18. I saw that movie. I was one of them. Saw it 18 times on opening weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday back in April. And about 15, 20 minutes into the movie, they interview the scientists who say, you know, intelligent design doesn't say there's a God. We just say there's evidence for a designer. And that's the weak part of the intelligent design movement. It's weak because, you know, they go through that bizarre formulation of saying, well, there must be a designer, but we're not saying there's a God. The entire second half of the movie, which is so powerful, they go through and they show that without a God, when society is based on godlessness, society has a very easy path toward not only tyranny, but wretchedness and Holocaust and the slaughter of the innocents. So Ben Stein's movie was pretty fascinating. Now we have an anti-religion movie, we have Fireproof, and we have American Carol. Should be interesting. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. In Aurora, Gabrielle, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
Great.
I've never called in before, but I listen to you on the ride home from work every now and then, and you were talking about Fireproof today, and I went to see it last weekend, and I took my husband and my sister and her husband, and we loved it. I've told everybody that I know, single and married, to go see it. It was excellent.
Wow. It was excellent, was it? And Gabrielle,
yes.
I've been a Christian since 1973.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of Christian movies, and, you know, so many are good, but they don't have that production quality that you could just freely tell everybody this is a mainstream movie.
Right.
Well, Sherwood Pictures, this church back east, they have developed this movie making talent at their church where they can play with the big boys now. They're good.
Yes, I saw Facing Your Giants at our church. They played it. I had, you know, never seen it, and they played it, and I'm familiar with Kirk Cameron from all his Left Behind series movies, you know. And I just heard him talking about it on TV, and I thought, you know what? The clip they showed was a fight scene between him and his wife, and I thought, I've had a fight like that with my husband, I wanted to go see it, and so it is. I have told everyone. They had a clip in the Denver Catholic Register here, which I don't really look at, but it was on the front page, and I said, you know, I'm going to clip it out. I made copies, and I just showed it to people at work and told people at church, you know, you really need to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually praying with that last caller who called to say, you know, I'm praying to the Lord that this movie does really, really well and just crosses over into, you know, mainstream, because it's a good movie, Christian or not. But, of course, we want it to get out there because it's a message about God, but it's a good movie, though, all the way around.
You know, when Aaron, there was a scene, and I don't even want to tell people what the movie's about. I really don't. You know, often you don't want to tell people the end.
Right.
I don't want to tell people what the movie's about.
Yeah.
Because it's too powerful. And if you go to explain it, I think people just have to go and see Fireproof. That's all there is to it. That's my opinion. But there's one scene where Aaron Bethay is in a cafeteria talking to a nurse or a hospital administrator.
Oh, the one playing the wife, yeah.
Yeah, the one playing the wife who we just interviewed.
Right.
And she's speaking with a woman who's a bit older than her, and the woman is giving her advice.
Yeah. Right.
And you can see she welcomes the woman. Please sit down and join me. She's interested in the advice. And all of a sudden, she doesn't like it.
Right.
And she doesn't want to hear another word of it. And she's
right.
just rather rude and abrupt.
Right.
And I can relate to experiences like that where you share a simple truth with someone and it cuts right to the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so there are, I mean, this movie parallels reality better than the vast majority of movies.
It was very, very well done. I have, you know, two young sons and I'm very careful of, you know, what they watch. And we watch, you know, movies together. And I thought, you know what, this, you know, it was an adult movie. I mean, I took my, you know, adult sister, but it was still a good movie because, like you said, it paralleled everyday life. You can relate to it.
Yeah.
You say, you know what, I've been there.
Yeah.
And it just shows you cannot do it without God. And so many of our marriages are falling apart because we're not willing to humble ourselves.
Mm. Hey, Gabrielle, there's
either way, it doesn't matter.
All right, there's a guy, 29 years old, Michael Chadbourne. I'm sure you've not heard of him.
No.
He died this past week on a dare to eat hot sauce.
What?
Yeah, this is true. This is over in England.
Uh-huh.
This was a headline from the London Times. And after I saw the movie, I went to look this up to see if I remembered it correctly. And in this movie, I said, I don't want to talk about the movie, not even what it's about, but I will say this as a warning to especially guys. You know, guys have so much they'll take any dare.
Yes.
And there is a dare in the movie with drinking hot sauce.
It's called The Wrath of God, which was great.
The Wrath of God. Yeah, that's right. But this Michael Chadbourne, 29 years old, actually died just this past week from a dare on hot sauce. So I just want to put that warning out, especially friends I know who just can't get enough hot sauce. But thank you.
I appreciate your show.
Gabrielle, may God bless you. Appreciate
you too.
Call.
Bye.
1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We don't recommend many movies here at Bob and Yart Live, but the movie Expelled, Ben Stein's Expelled, should be coming out soon, extended edition on DVD. And then this weekend, going out to see Fireproof. That's just a great thing to do. And I tell you, you could use it to gauge your own life. You could use it to gauge your own life. And I remember seeing a movie about, how many years ago? Cheryl and I have been married for 14 years. About 16, 17 years ago, I saw a movie that was like a reflection of my life, and I was horrified to see that's what I'm like. It was horrifying. And now, here, you know, going on 20 years later, to see a movie like this and pray and ask God, God, search me, know my heart, see my ways. And God will, and He'll help us to become more like His Son, Jesus Christ. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, and our website is kgov.com.